Today we are still all about hotels with part two of celebrating Disney World resorts. And our good friend Francine from PixieDustFan.com is here to do some armchair imagineering as we dream up new themed resort concepts for Disney resorts. And in the spirit of Disney resorts, we play a new game. It's Where in the World is Diablo and Iago? You'll understand later on. All this and more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
We present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks Podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like theme parks.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond, and I'm checking in. Get it? Hotel? Anyway, today I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and lobby lounger from the Churro Fun. It's Miriam Kenley. Hey, Miriam, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm chilling in the lobby, you know? I'm not actually staying at this hotel. I'm
so just nice, We're in the Grand Californian. It's like there's a fireplace.
Yeah, it's a little chilly outside. I'm just getting warmed up, you know? You know? Mm-hmm. Just a little loiter.
Cold August days.
Those frosty August nights. Yeah, look out. And we're also joined by comedian, Diz nerd, and continental breakfast connoisseur. It's Mark Andrada.
Intercontinental breakfast connoisseur. Thank you very much.
Have you ever had like a really good continental breakfast where you're like, this was really good?
No. Is there a good isn't continental breakfast like by definition not good? Like, isn't it like some fruit and like cold, like dry cereal and like a bagel and that's it?
Yeah.
Like, and if you don't get
pastries.
There. Yeah, there's no like hot breakfast. Continental breakfast, no hot. There's no eggs.
Is that what continental means? Like crappy breakfast?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, I didn't know. The more you know with Mark Andrada. Guys, we got a fun-filled podcast today. Still talking about resorts. We have Francine from PixieDustFan.com. She was on the podcast with us last week, and I got to tell you, we did a lot of stuff with her, and in so much that we had to cut it into two episodes. So this is part two of celebrating Disney resorts, and we're just going to jump right into the fun. But before we do, it's Insta Shoutout time.
D-Public presents Insta Shoutout.
All right, our first shoutout goes to @PodHolland. It's our friend Jeffrey Holland. He's a dad, he's a DP, a camera op, and a drone pilot. And he's also an AP holder. And he's our friend. You know what? He's been a listener since day one. Jeffrey Holland, I salute you. Thank you so much. And from one Disney dad to another, hi-ho. How about you, Miriam? Who you got?
Okay, I have not like Mariah Carey. She's a new subscriber. She's missing her Disney magic time. And we're happy to have you. As a new friend.
A new friend. And happy 25th birthday. She just celebrated the 25. That's a good one. How to be 25 again. Those were good times. Say, Mark, remember 25?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. Mariah, thanks for joining the podcast, Familia. Happy to have you. Mark, who's your Insta shout out?
My Insta shout out is @HolidayInnExpress. Holiday Inn Express is part of the Holiday Inn family of hotels. They strive to make every interaction simple, smart, and refreshingly engaging. Book with Holiday Inn Express @HolidayInnExpress on Instagram. And they have great continental breakfasts. I would argue that their breakfast is intercontinental because it does have those hot eggs. You know, you can get those like pre-scrambled, like a hot buffet tray of scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And bacon. You know what else they have it at Holiday Inn Expresses?
Mm-hmm.
They have the pancake machine. You know the pancake maker machine?
I know it well.
Oh my gosh, I love that thing. You press the button. Yeah. What a way to start your morning. How can your morning be bad? How can your day be bad when you start your morning by pressing a button on a machine that whirs and beeps, and when it comes out, a little pancake gets pooped out its butt, and then you pour syrup on it and you eat it. That is breakfast. That is a morning, my friends. Holiday Inn Express, not a sponsor of this podcast, but a shout out and part of our Instagram family.
Yeah, not just a continental breakfast, but an
intercontinental breakfast.
Yeah. That's a good breakfast. That's a good breakfast.
Yeah, man.
All right, cool. Oh, guys. Oh, oh no. Oh,
what's wrong?
No.
What happened?
Oh, I just got an email from Disney Resort Security. It's looking pretty serious. Well, we got a problem here. It looks like two of Disney's most devious and dastardly sidekicks are running amok around the Disney World resorts. I'm just getting this email, guys. It's hot off the press. I'm just looking at it. It sounds like Maleficent's crow, Diablo, and Jafar's evil crony parrot, Iago. Together, the two of them are like just leaving a trail of chaos around the Disney resorts. Nobody's been able to catch these two guys, these criminals running around these Disney resorts until now, because you know what? It's a good thing I happen to be on a podcast with two Disney gumshoes like you, Mark, and like you, Miriam. Are you guys ready to take the case and bring peace and happiness back to the Disney hotels?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I think it's time to play a little special game.
Yeah.
I'm so ticked off that I'm molting.
Well, they sneak around Disney World, flying around and causing trouble. The two filthy feathered flunkies checking into Disney resorts. These birds will sell you knockoff pins, and I'm sure they'll charge you double. Tell me, Diablo and Diago. Grab the snack at Peaches and Cream and ate up all the vanilla. They swing through Coronado just to pee in the pool. They'll unleash rabid chinchillas inside your five-star treehouse villa. Tell me, Diablo and Diago. They go from Key West to Grand Floe, down to Hell's Jumbo Beach Club to Yacht Club, then All-Stars and back. They chirped all day hooray when they stole beignets from the French Quarter. They spit in every cocktail and made the Grog Grotto gross. Then got wild at Wilderness and now their guys is out of order. Tell me, Diablo and Diago.
Only one of you can fly to Orlando to stop these flying fiends. So it's time to show me who the greatest gumshoe on this podcast is. So I'm going to be asking some trivia about Disney resorts. Every correct answer gets you $10 Disney dollars. And whoever has the most money at the end of this trivia round will be going on to Orlando to try to capture Diablo and Diago, these two nasty birds. They're nasty birds. So let's get this going, gumshoes. Here we go. First question. Which Disney resort was used in the Beach Boys music video for the song Kokomo? Was it A, the Yacht and Beach Club? Was it B, the Grand Floridian? Or C, Caribbean Beach? So Mark, what do you got?
I choose Caribbean Beach.
Miriam?
I choose Grand Floe.
The correct answer is Grand Floe. That's a point for Miriam. Mark, so sorry. That's 10 bucks for Miriam so far. And we're moving on. Wow, 10 bucks. Grand Floe is the correct answer. Anyone seen that video?
Probably.
It just seems so beachy, you know? Yeah.
Not the Caribbean beach or the Yacht and Beach. The Grand Floe is more beachy.
Well, Yacht and Beach, I think, was too new for that video.
Everybody knows that it was shot at the Grand Floe. Yeah. Brap, brap, brap. If I had that sound.
I hate it.
So okay, question number two. Which one of these hotels is not situated on Crescent Lake? A, the Yacht and Beach Club. B, the Boardwalk. Or C, Saratoga Springs? Miriam.
C, Saratoga Springs.
Mark.
C, Saratoga Springs.
You are both correct. The answer is Saratoga Springs. Nice work, guys. You get a little applause over there. Double corrects. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Number three. Which Disney resort offers treehouse villas? Is it A, Coronado Springs? Is it B, Saratoga Springs? Or is it C, Fort Wilderness? Mark.
Is it
Fort Wilderness.
Miriam.
Is it Fort Wilderness?
You are both incorrect. The correct answer was B, Saratoga Springs.
Wait, what did I say?
You said Fort Wilderness.
I don't think I did. Can we roll back? I need an instant replay.
Well, I'm pretty sure you didn't say Saratoga Springs.
Nope.
And on to question number four. Which Disney resort has the second most rooms on property? The second most rooms on property. Is it A, Coronado Springs? Is it B, Art of Animation? Or is it C, Port Orleans Riverside? Mark.
I'm gonna guess Art of Animation.
And Miriam.
Also guessing Art of Animation.
The both of you are incorrect. The answer is A, Coronado Springs. Okay, moving on to number five. At which Walt Disney World Resort did John Lennon sign the official paperwork that ended the Beatles? Was it A, the Swan and Dolphin? Was it B, the Contemporary? Or was it C, the Polynesian? Mark.
It was the Polynesian.
Miriam.
Swan and Dolphin.
Miriam is incorrect. Mark is correct. The answer was C, the Polynesian. 10 points for Mark. A little applause.
Imagine there's no Beatles. Yep.
Question number six. During the initial development of the Walt Disney World Resort, late 1960s, which current resort was supposed to be an Asian-themed resort? Was it A, the Grand Floridian? Was it B, Fort Wilderness? Or was it C, the Contemporary? Miriam.
C, the Contemporary.
Mark.
Fort Wilderness.
You are both incorrect. The correct answer was A, the Grand Floridian. Question number seven. Where in the Walt Disney World resorts can you find the Gurgling Suitcase Libations and Spirits Bar? Is it A, the Boardwalk? Is it B, Old Key West? Or is it C, the Swan and Dolphin? Mark.
I don't remember it being on the Boardwalk. I'm going to say C.
Miriam?
I'm going to say the Boardwalk.
You are both incorrect. The answer was B, Old Key West.
Old Key West.
That's correct. Okay. Moving on to question number eight, Gumshoes. What were the first two resorts at Walt Disney World? Was it A, the Polynesian and the Contemporary? Was it B, the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian? Or was it C, the Polynesian and Fort Wilderness? Mark.
It was A.
Miriam.
The Polynesian and the Contemporary.
You are both correct. The answer is the Polynesian and the Contemporary. Both of you get 10 points. Applause. Oh.
Wait, what did I say?
You said the right answer. Number nine. The new Star Wars hotel is to be named this. Is it A, Star Wars Galactic Touring? B, the Galactic Star Cruiser? Or C, Starport Delta? Miriam.
B.
Mark.
None of the above.
Mark.
Just kidding. It's B. It's B. It's B.
You are both correct. The answer is B, the Galactic Star Cruiser. And then this is number 10. Oh, you guys are tied.
Yeah.
Number 10. Here we go. Which of these hotels is not connected to the Skyliner system? Is it A, Art of Animation? B, Saratoga Springs? Or C, the Riviera? Mark.
Saratoga Springs.
Miriam.
The Riviera.
Miriam is incorrect. Mark is correct. Saratoga Springs is the correct answer.
Ding, ding, ding.
Mark,
ding,
you are the big winner. Mark is the big winner. And he has proved at the Academy here for Gumshoes that he is the only gumshoe that can handle the task of going to Orlando to hunt down Iago and Diablo. So that will bring us to our lightning round. Okay, Mark, you're a master gumshoe. And now it's your chance to flex your mental muscle and stop the nefarious Diablo and Iago. Wait, hold on. What's this? Oh, I just got a phone call. I'm patching it in. I think it's a phone call, and it's for you, Mark. Do you want to take this call?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'll put it on speaker. Here we go. Gorsh, Mark, it's me, Goofy. I heard.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
Goofy, how are you?
Pretty good.
Oh man,
I got some news for you.
How's your quarantine been?
pretty good, but I'm down at the resorts, and I gotta tell you, I hear they're them nasty birds like to drink a bevy or two. So why don't you take a peek at some of them watering holes around the Disney resorts? Good luck, pal.
Okay.
Oh, he hung up. That was it. In and out. Wow.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
He's gone. Yeah. Well, wow, it was nice of Goofy to give us a tip.
Well, I would have liked to talk to him a little longer.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Well, okay, Mark. Let's fly to Orlando. Let's get in our plane and fly over there now. Whoa!
Whee!
We did it. We're in Orlando. Okay. All right, we made it, and nobody coughed on us, and that was great. All right, Mark, here's what's up.
Okay.
You have 45 seconds to answer these questions. I need eight correct answers. Sure. Eight correct answers before we hit 45 seconds.
Okay.
And I think you will catch the evil Diablo and Iago.
Yeah.
And these questions are going to all be about Disney hotel bars, since we got a hot tip from Goofy. I'm going to tell you the name of the hotel bar, and you need to tell me the resort it is in. And you have two chances per clue. If you get it wrong twice, we just go on to the next question. If you can get eight of these correct in 45 seconds, you are the winner.
Oh, okay. This is very stressful.
Okay. Are we ready?
Can I phone a friend? No. Do I have time to phone a friend?
No.
I'm going to call Cam Mac Adventures.
That would be handy right here. Okay, Mark. And away we go. Top of the World Lounge.
I pass.
Okay. Abracadabra Bar.
That's all by the boardwalk.
That's correct. Banana Cabana.
That is Polynesian.
Incorrect.
It's not right.
Another one?
Grand Floridian.
Incorrect. The Outer Rim Lounge.
The Outer Rim Lounge.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Mardi Grogs.
That's at the New Orleans, Port Orleans.
Sure. We'll give it to you. French Quarter. Muddy Rivers.
Yep. That's at the Grand Floridian.
Incorrect.
Okay.
All right, we'll pass that one. Territory Lounge.
Saratoga Springs.
Incorrect. That's it.
What happened?
We ran out of time. Miriam beeped us.
Well, you were too slow. You asking questions so slow.
Nah, you didn't know any of the answers. That was the problem.
If you had asked questions, no, because if you had asked questions a lot faster, I would have eventually gotten to one that I knew. You know what I mean?
You did. You got one. You did know one. You got Abracadabra Bar at the Boardwalk Inn. So disappointing. The villains that have escaped, Diablo and Iago, will continue to run amok around Disney Resort hotels. But if you spot them, do call in to the Gumshoes here at Acme, and maybe they will find where in the world is Diablo and Iago. Oh,
don't call me because I don't know where they are, apparently.
Yeah.
Miriam, would you have gotten those right? You should have done it.
Not a single one.
Here, why don't we try? Why don't we try with Miriam? Here. Okay, Miriam. Okay. Here we go. Real quick. Ale and Compass. Ale and Compass.
Grand Flow.
Incorrect. Another.
Yacht and Beach.
That's correct. Beach. Silver Screen Spirits.
Art of Animation.
Incorrect. Try again.
Pop Century.
Nope. Victoria Falls Lounge.
Up.
Incorrect. Try again.
I don't know.
Okay, let's get next one. Martha's Vineyard Lounge.
Old Key West.
Incorrect. Try again.
Saratoga.
No. Okay, whatever. All right. Well, we tried. All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back with some more We Like Theme Parks
Podcast.
Podcast.
Thanks, Miriam.
Armchair Imagineering.
Okay, let's keep the resort party going and have some fun. Themed hotels. They're what set Disney apart from the competition. And with this new immersive Star Wars hotel setting sail sometime soon, I mean, the future for creativity and theming in these hotels, well, let's just say the sky's the limit. It's just super fun, the things that they're doing. And so we thought, why don't we get in on the action? And why don't we come up with some new themed hotel ideas for Disney? And, you know, maybe they can pay us for them. Or they can send us some comps. Or just maybe one meal at Victoria and Albert's. So I can say I did it and I can wear my outfit. Wouldn't that be great? So we're going to go around the horn, and we have expert Francine as well, and give you four new creative ideas for Disney themed resorts. All right, so I got an idea. It's a little something funky, and it probably won't work, but dream with me, friends. So we talked earlier about the Sasagula River Cruise, about taking that boat in from Port Orleans Riverside. There's something special about taking the boat. I don't know what it is. I love it. I love the boat. I want more boats. So how about this? What if there was a boat, that exclusive boat that you took into a more of a jungle themed kind of area? Let's grow some brush and get some more jungle kind of happening and create what I call the Three Rivers Explorers Lodge, which is a jungle cruise themed lodge. And it's called the Three Rivers because, you know, when you go on the jungle cruise, it's inspired by rivers of Asia, South America, and Africa. So let's put it all in one. And the idea is that it's actually a destination to get to your hotel. So you have to take this boat just to get to your hotel. And it's, I don't want to say it's like a jungle cruise experience, but you're going to go through this new little jungle. If you've passed through, I'm to tell you, on that Sasagula boat trip, you go through some pretty narrow corners and areas where you see like the treetop villas and things like that. It's very cool. And I think they could theme something. So then when you get to this location and you get to this resort, totally authentic, it's a period hotel with the lobbies and the rooms, totally outfitted with like 1930s British colonial inspirations. And you've got some like jungle themes too, like you're weaving like bamboo and other rustic kind of aesthetics into the look. But, you know, keeping the vibe that you get in the lineup at the Jungle Cruise and some of that big band music that I know Miriam loves. She's shaking her head right now. Let's go back in time and let's have fun. Now, here's where things get really legit. I want to attach this hotel to the whole idea of SEA, the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. So this lodge is actually a meeting place for the society, and we can borrow from that legend. So on the lobby and the grounds, we have displays from some of the SEA members that have passed through the Three Rivers Lodge. Maybe there's different relics that have stayed there, you know, and we can tie this into kind of SEA adventures around the world. Harrison Hightower, we know, who got the Shiriki Utundo statue from the, it's the whole backstory to the Tower of Terror in Tokyo Disney Sea. Maybe Henry Mystic and some of his adventures, some of the things that he has at Mystic Manor in Hong Kong. Mary O'Shaneer. There's so many different members of SEA that we can play off of and explore, and you can have these relics in the lobby. Very cool stuff. And then, hey, maybe there's like a couple of idols and things that are in there that are haunted or funky. Maybe there could be some immersive experiences that happen in the lobby or this kind of museum, if you will, of archaeological treasures that were discovered through these jungles. And then, so here's some more ideas. Let's go for broke. The Adventurers Club. Congaloosh, let's bring it back. And it's here at the Three Rivers Lodge. So that experience that we lost at Pleasure Island with the dinner theater, the dining, the bar, and the interactive improvisers, all the animatronics on the walls, take you right back to that SEA club where you can have this club. You can get indoctrinated into the society. You do the whole Congaloosh thing. It's going to be super fun. Bring it back. And then we can have some more funs just on the ground. If we're going to make this resort a destination, let's have lots of fun with it. So, you know, we got the Congaloosh Grill. That'll be fun. I thought we could have some fun. Maybe the Albert Falls Skipper Training Academy. Maybe somewhere where kids can be trained to be skippers on the Jungle Cruise. It's in like a jungly classroom setting, and they're teaching them about some of the animals that are on the Jungle Cruise, some of the exotic plants, and how to tell some of the
really bad jokes.
Tell those crummy jokes, you know, it could be super fun. And then maybe there could be, because I know we love the big band music from the 30s, maybe something akin to the Atlantic Dance Hall. There could be some kind of big band dance night thing that happens. I don't know. There's an idea there. Like a music soiree in the jungle, which would be super fun. And then
music
maybe a
soiree. Yeah. I like the sound of a music soiree.
Thanks. And then maybe because we're at SEA and because we're, you know, we have all these unique experiences, maybe because of the connection to SEA, we could have like a secret passage somewhere. This is very Club 33 or very Magellan's, and have like a Magellan's dining experience, a fine dining experience exclusive to club members somewhere in this lodge. And again, it's for all the, you know, the British elites and all the captains and all the highfalutin members, and have a really fine dining experience as well. So again, tons of theming, tons of immersion, propping up a great IP like the Jungle Cruise. You got the movie coming out. There's a lot of synergy with the park, with the movie. Maybe The Rock will stay there. Who knows? But there could be some fun. And to kind of create an adventure just to get there, like you have to take this boat and you're going through the passways of the Disney waterways and then into this kind of unique, mysterious jungle. Could be fun. So that's my pitch. I don't know. What do you think?
Love it.
That was a little
so fun.
But yeah, that's the idea. I don't know. Could be some fun stuff.
I like a music soiree.
Yeah. Maybe the pool has like a Tarzan treehouse in it.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah. Or just there's some of the places could be in the jungle. I know they have treetop villas already, but what if it was a jungle treetop villa? I don't know.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
When Disney starts making money again, you know, you can invest in a crazy hotel like this. And I don't know about you guys, but a 1930s period thing would really attract me. I know there's people who want to go to Star Wars and go to the future. What about going to the past? That might be fun. I don't know, Francine, you want to go to the past or the future? What are you feeling?
I think I'd do both for sure. But I think I love the whole idea of training the skippers.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's fun. Like a little place where they have all the corny jokes.
Yeah, for the kids or for Mark. You know, Mark loves those jokes.
I love them. They're hilarious.
You can see the fire in Mark's eyes.
So upset.
You don't like these jokes?
No, I don't like it.
Don't he like would them at hate all. Skipper school.
I would be so mad the whole time. I'd sit there with my arms folded, pouting at whoever was teaching this class. I would say so many bad words to them. Bad words to all of you is what I would say.
Maybe you could just rewrite their jokes, man. Give them some new material. You know, don't be such a hater. Just be like, hey, here's a new one.
I get paid dozens of dollars to write jokes. I'm not giving these people jokes for free. That's $24 minimum.
In this gag, you're going to bring all the ketchups, guys. Write this note. Bring all the ketchups. Mark, since we're you're hating right now, why don't you give us your cool hotel idea?
Okay, so my hotel. Okay, I want you to close your eyes and imagine this. Listeners at home, close your eyes. Everyone, close your eyes. And you arrive, the front of it is a bus stop, right? You have to get on to what appears to be a plain old regular school bus. Get on this school bus, and the windows of it have an affectation on it. So it looks like the outside is just there, but it's not. It's screens. It's going to be a trick. You'll learn about that soon.
Oh boy.
And the door closes. You have all your luggage and everything on there. It's all been put away, and you buckle up, and the bus starts moving, and then it starts flying, and it lifts off the ground, and it soars into the clouds, and it's rickety and going all over the place. The driver's a little crazy, right? You go up above the clouds.
I know what this is.
You get upstairs of the clouds, you know, upstairs of the clouds, and you pull up in front of the sky-high dormitory.
There it is. I was waiting for it.
Based on the 2005 Disney live-action classic.
Okay, my eyes are
sky
open.
Sky-high. Yes. Yeah, you can open your eyes now. So you get out of this bus, which has transported you upstairs of the clouds, as I've said, and you go into your dormitory. You get assigned your rooms. This is all some role play business that's happening. You go to your rooms. The rooms are decked out. Some of them are more luxurious than others, but the decor is that of a college dorm. It's a lot of bunk beds, a lot of bad art on the walls. At nighttime, somebody somewhere will be playing music too loud. There's going to be a pool table that has been soiled with somebody's cola. All of it. There's going to be a common room, which will have movie nights once a week, but secret, it's every night. But like we say it's once a week, but really it's every night. So there's a common room there. And that's the resort. That's where you stay. There's a cafeteria. That's your dining. Your quick service dining is a cafeteria, just sky high cafeteria. Of course, there'll be tie-dye cheesecake. And one of the special things of this particular resort is like the extracurricular activities that you'd have. So there's a swimming pool that looks like an Olympic, you know, like one you'd have at a college. You know, there's lanes to, like it's for training.
Sure. Yeah.
And there is a basketball court, like a gym, like a big gymnasium, but there are the things from the movie, you know, so there's a platform that comes up and different. So you go through your superhero. Let's see what your powers are. And it's Ash from Evil Dead, who's the gym coach. And Bruce Campbell's not doing anything right now. Let's be honest. So we'll get actual Bruce Campbell. We'll pay him dozens of dollars and he'll come over. He will do this for us, and he'll be like, what's your power? And you tell him, and he goes, all right, let's see it. And then they'll just drop a car on you, or they'll throw a bunch of poison darts. But like, obviously, you know, I'm not a complete fool here. Obviously, I know if they drop a car on you,
you'll probably get hurt. So what they'll do is they'll drop like a cardboard car on you. You know, there's a cardboard car so you can catch it and be like, look, I caught this guy. And they'll take pictures of you. Or it's like, oh, you know, my skin is resilient. So they'll like throw at balls of acid, but really it's just like a sponge with some like purple liquid and hit you with it and see, I'm fine. And everybody has a different power. And because of the quick nature of all the technicians in the gym, so whatever power you say, they'll have some sort of clever retort technically for you. So that's sort of the big catch of there. And of course, like I said, there's tennis courts, basketball courts. The gym that this all happens in doubles as just a regular giant basketball court. So you can, you know, when you're not doing this role play fiasco, you can still play basketball with your friends or whatever sport you like to do in a basketball court.
Can you also convert the court to like the proper like high school dance maybe? You'd have the old, you know, Sadie
Chris,
Hawkins.
This is my idea. You had your
turn. I'm trying to extrapolate on your idea. Okay, fine.
You had your turn. I'll sit down. Now it's my turn.
Okay.
So once a week, school dance happens. Right? Yeah. So they convert this gymnasium into, so a disco ball comes down. It's like where the cardboard car came from the ceiling. There's like a disco ball now, and there's a DJ. Of course, again, it'll be Bruce Campbell. He's not doing anything. It's part of the package deal. We got him to do this role. He's the gym coach, and he's also the DJ.
Yeah.
Playing only pre-approved Disney music, which means on repeat, we're going to hear Lou Bega's Disney Mambo Number 5. I'm sure you've all heard it. You know the one I'm talking about? A little bit of Mickey in your life, a little bit of Donald. What the heck? You know the one. Anyway, so that's it. The Sky High Dormitory.
I like it.
The thing about the Sky High Dormitory is when you're leaving, the bus doesn't take you anywhere. You just leave. We purposely ruin the illusion as you leave. We go, everything you saw was a trick. Goodbye. Go back to your humdrum life. You've checked out of the hotel. It's over. Magic's over.
We're not paying for any more theming.
No.
You're done.
Yeah.
Francine, are you going to stay at this hotel?
It might be the first Disney hotel I'm not going to stay at.
Cold-blooded.
Oh, boy. Well.
I love that it starts with a school bus.
Throwing stuff, and it starts with a school bus.
Francine doesn't like tie-dye cheesecake. That's what I'm hearing.
She doesn't like Lou Vega as well. You know, there's that.
What about Suzanne Vega? What about Suzanne Vega?
All right. How about you, Francine? Why don't we, you're not loving this Sky High idea. What do you got?
Yeah, I think so. For me, if I could design a resort, it would be actually inside of Epcot. So if I could, I would build a resort in Epcot that is a little bit more about what Epcot was originally supposed to be, where they would test new things and new technology and things like that. But it would also tie in World Showcase. So you could go and some of the rooms would be Canadian themed or from France, and using technology kind of similar to what they have on the Disney cruise ships. One of the bars has like these windows that change periodically to take you to different places. Mm-hmm. And they would use technology to theme the room to wherever you wanted to stay. And then they would test new technology and you could stay inside Epcot overnight. That would be my dream.
That is very cool. So I like the idea. Could I get a room and it be Canada one night and Italy the next night?
I think that would be like you could go and say, okay, I'm going to stay a week and I'm going to stay 7 days in 7 different places. And it's kind of like your traveling world showcase in your own room.
Wow, that's great. That's a great idea.
Because if I could, unless I built like a whole resort inside the Magic Kingdom, my next best thing would be to, but Epcot, I think, has so much great stuff that they could actually fold in a whole bunch of the new technology and test it and build it and have people work on it.
I like that. And it actually is kind of bridging back to the past, the whole actual idea of the community of tomorrow. If people lived on the premises and were engaged in the technology and the culture. Yeah, I love it. The synergy is all over the place. It's great. And who doesn't want to like,
get your food from World Showcase all day and all night, right?
Could you room service it? Could I be like, via Napoli, right? Pizza, what's up? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm liking this idea.
And the drinks. You can go and get drinks around the world. And
See, I wonder if they could create in this hotel even another kind of drink around the world experience, but all in one spot. Like you could sit in their bar.
And they would just bring it to you and you didn't have to walk the world showcase?
Yeah, you didn't have to cruise
it. That would be perfect.
You could just drink around.
I'm all about the food and the drinks.
It's just like a food court and it's just like these little like mini like tiny spots. Well, there's Italy right there and there's thing and you could just really walk around. I love it. This is great. There this is go. A great idea, Francine. But where would you put it, I wonder?
Would be hard to figure out where it should actually reside.
Because it's funny, there's been conversations and rumors about redoing the front of Epcot and putting a hotel there. And very similar to France or Tokyo, where you're actually walking through a hotel through the entrance, which is pretty cool.
But I feel like it belongs in World Showcase.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, I feel like it would actually just need to sit in there. Mm. And of course, the food court would have, you know, tie-dye cheesecake because you'd have to have that there. But
I mean, Mark's not going to go otherwise.
He's not going to go because, you know, it's not a school bus, but.
I'm being insulted. I know what's going on. I'm aware.
Well, that's a great idea, Francine. Miriam, let's wrap things up. What is your fantastic resort theme idea?
Okay, so mine's going to be called Dreamland. Ooh. And it's princess themed. So ready for a ton of pink.
Does it start with a school bus?
Why not? Maybe it's a pumpkin shape, though, like a really gigantic pumpkin.
Oh, I love it.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's going to have four different buildings or towers, I guess, and they're all going to be a different princess. So the first one is the Little Mermaid, obviously. And that outside facade is going to look like the underwater castle that she lives in. Mm-hmm. And I've been playing a ton of Animal Crossing, so it may be being influenced by this, but you can have a bed in Animal Crossing that's a clamshell, and now that's all I want. Beds in this theme are going to be the clamshell bed.
Does it close when you go to sleep? Kind of like a tanning salon
bed? Absolutely
not. Like, yeah, that sounds like a horror. I don't like that.
Like a vampire.
I don't like that at all. That's not happening.
You're not the beautiful shiny pearl in the morning you wake up?
No, the top is going to be bolted to the wall so that that doesn't happen ever, ever, ever.
Just maybe want some privacy. Just close. All right, very good.
No.
That only happens in your room, Chris, and then we lock it.
Man, hard times. Hard times in my shell.
It's going to be really beachy, and it's all pink and gold in there. There's going to have maybe like some saltwater aquariums with tropical fish. Real cute. And then that's also where the pool is around that area, because I want a Little Mermaid, like Atlantis pool with that giant sand castle. Cool. And then I'm going to take from Yacht and Beach Club's pool and have a sandy bottom of that pool.
Nice.
And then
every time you say sandy bottom, I giggle. You know what I mean?
Sandy bottom pool is the best. And then the second one is going to be Cinderella themed. So powder blues and gold, a giant glass slipper shaped bed. It's going to be really gaudy. So over the top, like Versailles, lots and lots of gold. And then it's going to look like Cinderella Castle on the outside.
Nice.
And then the villas are going to be Snow White themed. So they're going to look like the little woodland cottages.
Nice.
Isn't that cute? Very cute. Then the inside's going to be, you know, her colors, red and blue and gold. And there's going to be like little hidden woodland creatures in the carvings everywhere. Maybe a big canopy bed for that. Or it could look like the little dwarf beds.
Maybe there's animatronic birds that kind of pipe in and like come
in. Oh my gosh, yes. That'd be like really cute.
It's like tiki birds, you know, like, or maybe it's the tiki birds. Ole, it's show time. And it just comes into your room.
No, not tiki birds.
I'm trying to dream with you. Okay,
no, white.
All right.
And little squirrels and stuff.
That's cute. That's super cute.
And then the last building is going to be Belle themed. And that's where the big dining experience is. It's going to be a giant library restaurant, like the Beast's Library.
Ooh,
and the bedrooms are navy blue and gold. And the bathroom is also going to be like a library with like a big clawfoot tub and all that.
Sounds legit.
You'll have like, I don't know, maybe little characters from the movie, like a Lumiere candlestick in there and Cogsworth alarm clock and all that.
Some classic French aesthetics, you know?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Exactly.
Very nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Cool. Can I add something to your idea? Like I like to do?
Please do.
I think I love that whole Wreck-It Ralph casual princess posse from that film. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there maybe like a common area where all the princesses can hang out? Like maybe you can have that experience. If this is like the princess hotel, could there be an area
like where maybe the movie is like princess slumber party movie night, you know?
Nice, yeah.
But maybe,
maybe it's like party. A room that's all pillows.
What if instead of like a character breakfast, it was like a character, maybe not a sleepover, but like a pajama party or something at night, and you can hang out with all the princesses.
Mm-hmm.
But they're cash. They're not in their gowns. So you flip it, and everyone's in their PJs and comfy, and they're on beanbags and having like fun things. I don't know. It could be fun.
Really cute. See? Are there character like princess meet and greets at the hotels?
Well, I don't know.
Just the character dining.
Just the dining, yeah.
And then there is like the little dance one over at the Grand Floridian, where the princesses come out and they have that little dance in the lobby.
Well, the princesses are going to be at Dreamland all the time.
I think I'd like to stay at your resort.
See? Very cute.
It sounds very cute.
Well, these are four great ideas, or maybe 3.5 great ideas for new themed resorts in the Disney park. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Don't buddy. Be so hard on
Look,
yourself.
I'm You're one of the guys. Listen, on this call, I'm one of the people who are going to your hotel, okay? I want to fly on the school bus. I want to know what my special power is.
And you know what? You know what? It's a double-edged sword because full disclosure, you're the one person that we didn't want to come. You know what I mean?
You don't want to drop a car on me? Come on.
No, Bruce. First of all, I'm not dropping cars on anybody. It's Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell's doing it.
I already know
and
Bruce.
And the car is only, you're only getting the car if you say you have super strength.
Oh.
Yeah. See, Mark's resort sounded good until the car dropping and all that stuff. I think that's where you lost me.
So it all depends on what I say. They're going to bring me to the gymnasium and they're going to say, so Chris Bond, what's your superpower? And I'm going to be like,
Hit me with it and I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah. My superpower is that I can go invisible when I want to.
You can go invisible.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And okay, so let's see you do it. And then what we would do is we would turn all the lights off and be like, can anybody see him? Everybody's going to go, no. And it's like, lights would come back on and we'd be like, that's incredible, Chris. Imagine your kid having to do that? Having to do that. Yeah. Like the way I phrase that? Yeah, having to do that?
Yeah. Do you guys remember the movie Mystery Men? Remember that mystery, that Ben Stiller movie?
Yes.
And there was the guy who said, I can go invisible, but only when nobody's looking. So everybody close your eyes.
Yeah.
Ben just reminded me of that. Everyone close your eyes. Okay, now I'm invisible. It's funny stuff.
Yeah. Paul Rubens is in that.
Paul, yeah. He's the flatulence guy. He's like the, anyway. Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Well, guys, these are four killer ideas, and they really run the gamut. There's something for everybody, whether it's you want to breeze through all the countries, you want to have a superhero experience, you want to go to a period jungle, or you want to chill with princesses. We got you covered right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. What a fantastic time. Francine, can we say thank you for joining us today and being a fantastic guest? Not only did you know every single hotel, but you also created a killer idea for one. And if it gets made, all you know, ask for what, 10%, 5%? You got to get the cut.
I want all the credit.
Yeah. Because Imagineers, they're listening. They're stealing our stuff. It happens all the time. Okay. All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you so much for tuning in today, friends. If you want to connect with us, you can always find us goofing around on our Instagram at We Like Theme Parks. Or if you want to say hi, maybe you have a segment idea or you want to tell us, Chris, your hotel idea is terrible. You can email us at our new email address. What's up? At We Like Theme Parks. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. Check him out at miketreblecockmusic.com. A big thank you to Francine. Francine, where can we find you?
On all social media, I'm Pixie Dust Fan, so pixiedustfan.com, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, you can find me everywhere. And thank you guys so much for having me on. It's been fun, and I'm glad I got to chat with you, and yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Oh, we were so happy to have you, Francine. Thank you for taking the time, and yeah, it was a blast having you on. Thanks for spreading some of that positivity and know-how and some great ideas, too. You really did flex the Disney muscles today, so thank you for that. All right, well, I think that's about it. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And we like theme parks.
Just you again.
Just me. Just, no,
it was a little bit me.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay.
A little bit of Miriam in my life. A little
bit of Simba. Bye. We like theme parks.
We like theme parks podcast.